We begin the current daf in Masechet Tzitzit, Nedarim, daf Yud Gimel. We begin on the bottom of daf Yud Beis Mabez, five lines up in the bottom of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion which began on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Mabez. But the Gemara had the following question for Rami Bachama. For example, if someone has a piece of regular meat right next to a piece of meat that was from a carbon shlam, and he said, Zeh kezeh, let this regular meat be like this meat of the carbon shlam. So the question is, do we say Be'ikara Kamatfis? Which means to say that we go based on the root of where this piece of meat came from. Which it came from a nether, which created an isser in this carbon. Hence, when you're saying that this piece of meat should be like that meat, you're creating it a nether, bedav hanader, and therefore it's going to be asser. Or do we say, but the hashta kamatfis, beheter kamatfis, and what it's like right now? Since that piece of carbon, that meat of carbon shlam, is after the bloods were already thrown, it's a permitted piece of meat to be eaten. Therefore, you're saying it should be like that, what it is right now, which is permitted, and therefore there is no nether in something which is creating an isser, because it's actually not forbidden. And that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara had asked that question because it related to one of the halachas of our Mishnah, which is regarding the case of Neisr and Pigel, that it will create a nether. Although Neisr and Pigel, basically Neisr, is already after that the carbon was already had the blood thrown, and still we see it's going to create an isser of nether, obviously be karakamatvis, and the Gemara rejected that raya, and that it's actually talking about a carbon nicer of oila, which never gets permitted for consumption even after the zrukas damim. And the chiddush in that case is, although you could have just said basar oila, is to say that actually that because you're not being matfis in the iser of nicer, but rather in the item of the nicer, which is the carbon, which is forbidden based on the original nether. So then the Gemara didn't resolve the question. So the Gemara says, let's say this question, Rambam Bachama, if you go be karai, which is based on where it originated from, which is the davar hanader, which created the isser in this carbon, or b'dahashter, which is now mutter because it's already had the blood thrown, then it's a machlekes tanai. As we learn in the following braisa, if someone says hare olai kebuchar, let this piece of meat be to me like the meat of a buchar, which is a firstborn animal, which has a kedusha of a carbon. So Rabbi Yaakov Eiser, he says that that piece of meat that you're saying should be like buchar meat is forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda Mati says permitted. So the Gemara elaborates, Hey Chidami, what is the case that they're discussing? If you're saying that the person said explicitly, I want it to be like a bechor, which is before the bloods are thrown, meaning like right after it's born, so my time at the man shari. What would be the understanding then of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that it's permitted? Everyone agrees a bechor before Zrukas Damim is forbidden, and you're being matvis in something that's usser. V'ila achas Zrukas Damim, if it's after the blood is thrown, so then it's already permitted. So my time demand asr, what would be the reason of the one that says forbidden? So Elalav, rather the Gemara says, as we continue to talk about Yigimel Marav, must be like the case of Rami Bachama that we're talking about, which leaves room for the interpretation, and that's where the machlekes is. Where the mach is basr bachar, where you have a piece of bachar meat, which the Rush points out, meaning after the bloods were already thrown of it, the mach is basr da hayach gabe, and you have another regular piece of meat lying right next to it. Vamar zeh kezeh, and he says, let this regular piece of meat be like the meat of this carbon machar, which is exactly the case of Rami Bachama's question, which is, and what is your understanding? What's the implication when you say it should be like that? Based on the ikarai, which is aser, or based on the hashta, which is mutter? And the tanoi, it seems to be, that's the machlokes tanoi. One says it's mutter, one says it's aser. Zetik Mar says, no, it's not a raya. The kule amma, truthfully, we could say that everyone is talking about, where he specified lefnei zrikas damim, that I want this piece of meat to be kibachar, like a bachar meat, which is before the blood has even thrown, or like the Ram points at it. You don't even have to say that. Even generally, if you just say let it be like a bachar, it would have the same din. And then in spite of that, which was one of the questions we had in the Gemara, if that's the case that we're talking about, where the person specified let it be like a bachar before the blood is thrown. And so, umay tamid demand the shari. So, what's the understanding of Rabbi Yasi, who says going to be permitted, if everyone agrees that bechor before blood is thrown is forbidden? So, why is that not hatfasa being matvis and something which should create an iser? That is because Amakra, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, and we've quoted this halacha many times. It says in the pasuk, ish ki yider, when he's going to make a neder. Now, it says a redundant yider neder, which is ad she yider bedavar hanader. That means to say that a neder can only be created through hatfasa when you're transferring another item's forbidden status to this item that you want to create as iser also. only if that original item that you're transferring was itself forbidden because of a neder, like a regular carbon. Carbon is forbidden for other people, it's part of hekdesh, because someone said it an oath, he made a neder to create this into an iser. Lafuki b'char. And that excludes a firstborn, didavar ha'aserhu, because that's something that's forbidden because of its birth. It happens automatically that it has a designated status of kedusha. And therefore, this halacha is going to be different. In other words, here we have something that it's not a davar ha'nader, it's a davar ha'aser, and that's why the understanding of Rabbi Yisi is, even if you say, I want it to be like a b'char before Zrugis Damim, that's no neder, because neder only has to be b'davar ha'nader. Now, however, the Gemara says, Amad da'asa, however, according to the other pin that says it is going to be forbidden, Amakra, the Pasuk says, La'ashem, where it says, Kal ishki, the neder, La'ashem. Now, what does La'ashem come to include? The rabbis, davar ha'aser, that comes to include something which is forbidden. In other words, as the Gemara will shortly explain, since there is a mitzvah to sanctify the b'char, in other words, to create what's normally called a davar ha'nader. Generally, when you make a carbon kaddish, you say, I want this to be Lashem, that is what creates its kedusha status. And that's like, so to speak, davar ha'nader. It's doing it with your mouth. Your verbalization is what creates the iser. And that, this opinion explains that although you're right, that the kedusha's b'char is automatic, and therefore it should be like you're trying to say davar ha'aser, not davar ha'nader, it's not true, as Taisa explains, because the Lashem is coming to tell us that there is something which is a davar ha'aser, like b'char, but since it is requiring somewhat of a verbalization, you have to be mekadosh, there's a mitzvah to be sanctified, so it is on some level like a davar ha'nader, and therefore Lashem is coming to include that, although it's not yider neder in the classic sense, but since it's Lashem, that's including, it's an inclusive term to say that b'char will have that status, and therefore he holds, if you matvis in the b'chayr before zrikas dam, and then it will be creating a dove, a nether, because it is somewhat a b'davar ha'nader. Now, however, the Gemara asks, uman d'shari, according to the opinion that permits, if you're doing hadfasa in the b'chayr, in other words, that's not going to be considered a nether, so then Lashem, I overlay, what does he do with Lashem? He's not coming to include b'chayr from that, because the old b'chayr is not going to be creating a nether, b'davar ha'nader. Says, he needs Lashem, which is obviously an inclusive term, to say that hatfasa will work if you're saying that this piece of meat, let it be like a karma chatas in the asham. The reason is that although a karma chatas is also obligatory for a person to bring, still it's called a davar hanader more than a b'char. And the reason is, although both of them are, so to speak, automatic, things which are mandated, it's not your own volition that created it to say that your neder created the iser, but this animal that you bring is a karbachatis or an asham. What made this animal the karbachatis? It's your selection process through your neder by verbalizing this is going to be the chatis. So that is ultimately a davar ha'nader in the selection process. That stands in contrast to the b'char, to the firstborn, who is sanctified when it comes out of its mother's womb, and you can't switch it with any other animal. So therefore, that this mandama holds that's totally not tafas b'davar ha'nader. B'chayr is something that's automatic. It's a davar ha'aser. The Torah said it's forbidden. It's not your words that create an yeser. Whereas Lashem comes to kul chatas of asham, that you are ultimately designating this animal as a chatas of asham, and therefore it is b'davar ha'nader. Now that the question is, as the Gemara explains what we just said, umari isal rabbis chatas of asham. Where did you see fit from the word Lashem? You're arguing on the opinion that says that being matvis b'b'chayr is going to be b'davar ha'nader, because you hold it's not, it's davar ha'aser. So what's the difference between the chatas and the asham that you're saying you're including Lashem to say that will be a good hadfasa, and yet to exclude the firstborn, where both of them seemingly are designated by heaven to require these karbanas? So the Gemara explains, mar b'ni chatas of asham, I will include chatas of asham, shuhu matvis, here the word matvis is in a different context than is usually used, Beneder. In other words, that it's your designation, which the word tfisa means to grab a hold of it, it became kaddish, the karma chatas of asham, with your neder. Yes, you had to bring a chatas of asham, but didn't say which animal. So therefore, your designation is the neder, which creates a different, it is a davar ha'nader. So therefore, if you say something else should be like the chatas of asham, that's what he includes from Lashem. But says, but I will not agree to the other opinion that says b'char is also davar ha'nader, because Shu Kadosh Mimeima, which that's sanctified from when it comes out of its mother's womb, you have nothing to do with the designation. It designated from heaven, therefore it's Dabba Ha'asr according to this opinion, and not Dabba Nadar. However, the Gemara does tell us, but Uman da Asr, according to the one that says it is forbidden, why? Didn't we just explain that it seemingly has no nether applicable to it? It's because Bukhari Nam, your firstborn also, Matfisoy bin Nederho. It is somewhat of creating it through a nether. The Tan, like we learned in the Braisa. Shem Rebbe Amru, in the name of Rebbe, they said, Minayin l'neil b'chayr b'teich b'esa. How do we know from a firstborn that's born in the person's house? Shem mitzvah l'akdishay. There is a mitzvah to sanctify the firstborn animal by designating and saying that this will be a b'chayr. Shem HaGit says, the Pasuk Devarim, says, it's a Perek Tezvah, Pasuk Yotes, it says, Kala b'chayr sheyivolig b'vkarcha b'tzaincha. Any firstborn that will be born in your flock and in your herd, it says, Hazachar Takdish, that the male should be sanctified. So we see that you have to designate the sanctification of the Bukhar, although yes, it is Kadosh Mimeimai, but since there's an element of sanctification, that's why those words are neder, making it and solidifying, that's the mitzvah, making it into Bukhar. So on some level, it is a davar hanader, and that's what we see, that's according to this opinion, included in Lashem, not just Chatzav Hashem, but even the Bukhar. And that's why they hold that if you're going to be matfis in the Bukhar before Zrik is done, it will be asr. But that the Gemara says, Uman the Shar, but the one who says that it is permitted, there's no neder made if you're matfis in the Bukhar, is because, yes, you pointed out a very good point. There is a mitzvah to be makdashim. But kila makdashle, but if you don't sanctify it as a Bukhar, miloy mikdash, isn't it going to be sanctified as a firstborn? And since it obviously will be, so ultimately, if you say that another piece of meat should be like this Bukhar from before Zrik is done, it's not bedava hanader, because no element of neder is making it into what it is. It's going to be the Kedushas Bukhar even without that, albeit that there's a mitzvah, and therefore they hold that it's going to be mutter. Now, the Ran brings al halacha, the Ramban writes that although the Gemara did not resolve it, and didn't say that it's understandable what the opinion is, it doesn't even say that it's a machlekes tanoim. So, but the halacha is that behetera kamatfis, that it goes based on the present moment. So if you say that it should be like a zevach lamim, which is right now, after Zrikas Damim, it's going to be permitted in its current state. And therefore, it's not being matfis, bedava hanader, it's going to be permitted, this other piece of meat that you're saying should be like that carbon shlam. Nothing more continues explaining our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that ki imra, kidirim, we said all those different terms that if you say that this piece of bread or meat should be like a lamb or like the enclosures, so then it's going to be forbidden, and that's because all of these things are different elements of the karbanos which are brought in Yerushalayim by the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that's what you're being matvis. So essentially, it's like being matvis like a carbon. So therefore, like a regular being matvis in the carbon, which is a classic case about fasa of creates an issa of a neder. Now, related to this halacha, the Gemara brings Tam learn the Braisa. All these different halachas you learn in the Mishnah in different variations. Someone says imra, lamb, or li imra, to a lamb. Kimra, like a lamb. So you're going to have the word itself, to and like, in all these different the terms that we had in the Mishnah. Or dirim, enclosures, lidirim, two enclosures, kidirim, like enclosures. Or eitzim, wood. And again, all these things are, as we explained in the previous daf, references to things that are in the Beis HaMikdash, where you had the enclosures for the karbanas, you had obviously the lambs that are brought as karbanas, you have the eitzim, the firewood that's put on the mizbeach, and so on. Eitzim wood, le eitzim for wood, ke eitzim like wood, or ishim the fires, le ishim for the fires, ke ishim like the fires, or mizbech the altar, le mizbech to the altar, ke mizbech like the altar, or hegel the hegel, which is the sanctuary, le hegel to the hegel, ke hegel like the hegel, or Yerushalayim, or le Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, or ke Yerushalayim. So regarding all these cases, the Braisa says, kulan, regarding all of them, if you conclude that sentence, she'oichalocha, meaning, let's say, like wood, meaning which means the wood of the Mizbeach. So like that wood should be sha'oichalacha, that which I eat of you, so then asr. So all these cases will be forbidden because all these elements are carbon types. So essentially it's like being matfis in the carbon. You're saying that it should be like a carbon, that which I'm going to eat from you, which is obviously a classic neder, that your food is forbidden to me like a carbon. But if it concludes the sentence, lo'yoichalacha, that I will not eat of you, so then mutter, then it's going to be permitted. In other words, if I say that what I don't eat of you, which is the end of the sentence, what I don't eat from you should be like a carbon, which is all these things are. So in that, the Gemara explains, Zaman Shemin Lo, whose opinion is it that tells us, which is the Tanna this Braisa, the Leishani Le Imra Le Imra Ki Imra, that doesn't differentiate between whether you said it as Imra, to Imra, like Imra. In other words, according to this Tanoic opinion, that doesn't differentiate to require with a Kuf HaDimyon, to say that it's only Usur with a Kuf. That's Rameiri, which the Rishonim explained that that's because the Bar Plukta, the one who generally argues with Rabbi Yehudin throughout Shas, is Rameir, and that is where, as Rabbi Yehudin on Mishnah said, that these cases, even if you end off Sha'ich Lacha, will only be forbidden if you say Ka, like, as we explained from the Ran in the Mishnah, because these things are only going to be they're not intrinsic Yisroim, like Pigal and Nicer, they're only going to be forbidden if you say like Ka. But if you say Imro and Li'imro, it actually would not be Asr. It's only with the Kuf, HaDimyon. This opinion that says that all of them are going to be forbidden if you end up Sha'ich Lacha is obviously going like Remeir. But on that, the question is Eimah Seifa. Let's look at the second version, meaning there's Sha'ich Lacha, which is Asr, and then there's Loi Oich Lacha, which is permitted. Now, the Seifa says, V'kulim, regarding all these cases, if you say Loi Oich Lacha, no matter what word you start off with, Imro, Li'imro, Ki'imro, if you end off that these things like of Karbonis are going to be of loyach lacha, the things which I don't need from you, then it's going to be permitted. Which, on the surface, sounds like it goes with Remeir very well too, because Remeir does not hold of mechlalav atar shemehen, and even if you did, what's going to be the problem? What I don't eat from you should be like a carbon, which the inference is, okay, what I do eat from you will not be like a carbon. So that makes sense, but the difficulty is but what's not. We learned in the coming Mishnah that we're going to learn in a moment, I think Mara's going to bring this Mishnah, If someone says la carbon loy oich lacha, la carbon of that which I will not eat from you. Now Remei says it's going to be us. Now Amar Abba said to explain this halacha of Remei, which is seemingly very difficult, because what does la carbon mean? So la carbon could mean loy carbon, as we explained in the previous daf, that not meaning. So let's take the last half a sentence first. Loy oich lacha, that which I will not eat of you, should not be a carbon, loy carbon. So meaning what I'm not going to eat from you is chulin, which the inference could be, oh, but that which I will eat from you will be like a carbon. Okay, so that would make sense why that would be awesome. Problem is, it's Remeir. And Remeir, clearly his halacha is, he does not hold of what's called mechla lavat shemehen. He does not make inferential statements to create another. So Rabab is bothered by that. How could Remeir say that this case, like carbon loy chulin, is going to be awesome? And Sir Baba, as we quoted his halacha previously, he interprets the halacha of Remeir, Nasa ka'ima la korban yeheh. He divides up the sentence to two different parts, and the second half of the sentence is actually just explaining the first half. He's saying, when he's saying la korban, he's saying la korban yeheh, almost like if it was a shva, it doesn't make a difference that it was a patach. It should be a korban, forbidden. Now, there it's lafikach, and therefore, since what I'm trying to say should be like a carbon, so I can't eat from you, because I'm saying that your food should be like a carbon. That's how Rabbi Abba interprets Allah of Remeir. Now, the difficulty is now, if we're saying that the Tana of this Bryce is clearly like Remeir, because he's not differentiating between Imra, Le'imra, and Ki'imra, it doesn't have to be with a Kuf, so therefore it's not Rabbi Huda. So if it's like Remeir, so therefore, why don't we say with this halacha, let's pick Ki'imra, let's pick the halacha of, and this is a halacha that's unique for the Lamed. So if we're saying li imra, and you're ending off loy oich lacha, why is it going to be permitted? It should be asr according to a mayor, because you say li imra, that your food should be like a lamb, which is obviously a reference to carbon, as all these terms are, and lefikach loy oich lacha, and therefore I can't eat from you. Why is this going to be permitted? We should interpret it the way Rabbah interprets Reb Meir's halacha from the coming Mishnah. So that's the difficulty. If it's like Reb Meir, and Reb Meir holds like that we will divide the sentence like that. So why is it that by the case specifically of all the Lamids, Lidirim, Li'ishim, where that's where we have this Chiddush of Reb Meir, that we could split it up, whereas if you say the Kuf or the word itself, that's different, as we're going to learn shortly, then it's like swearing by that animal or by that item. So with the Lamed, when you end off loy oich lacha, why is it that the Braisa says going to be permitted if seemingly Reb Meir says the same thing in another context and says it's going to be us, as Rabbah explains? So that Gemara says loy kasha, that it's not a difficulty, and the reason is as follows: Ha This that we learned in this braisa, that if he says le'imra lo'y oichalcha, it's going to be permitted. That is, and this goes according to the interpretation of Rabbi Pinyatan brought in Taisvis, is the amar lo'y imra. Although it says lo'imra, it really means lo'y imra. Now, if you say lo'y imra, so then the only interpretation is going to be that not a carbon, which is imra, what's the reference to? Not a carbon, that which I don't eat from you. Okay, so that means to say that it's going to be chulin, that which you don't eat from me, that which I'm not going to eat from you. Now, inferentially, that would mean to say that person's things are forbidden. But Rameir doesn't go with inferences. So that's why it makes sense, the case of the braisa, that li'imra shaloi oichalcha is going to be permitted, because it's not really just li'imra, it's loy imra. But halacha of Rebbe Abba is where he has explained to Rebbe Meir from the coming Mishnah that la carbon is going to be forbidden, is the amar li'imra. In other words, or like Rebbe Natan brings it, it could even be a shvar, even a pasach, because when you say la'imra with a pasach, you could explain la'imra, it should be like an imra, and therefore I'm not going to eat from you, just like we said la'karban. And as the halacha always is that we nedarma go la'achmer in the interpretation. So if there is a way to interpret and say it's going to be creating yisav neder, we are going to do that. But that's only possible, at least if you're going to say something that we could divide the sentence up, to that the second half should be explained the first half. So if you say li'imra or la'imra, so there's a way for us to at least convey that it means to say a neder. La'imra, lo'yachlcha. Your stuff is going to be like a carbon, and hence I can't eat from you. Now, that's what the halacha of Rebbe Abba is from the Remei of the coming Mishnah. And that would be the same case by that case of the Braisa, but the case of the Braisa not talking about li'imra or la'imra, it's lo'imra. So lo'imra is saying that not a carbon. So that you can't split up the second half of the sentences to say that it is a carbon, and therefore I can't eat from it, because saying it's not a carbon. The only way to make sense of it would be, if you're trying to create a nether, is it shouldn't be a carbon, that which I don't eat from you, but inferentially is that what I will eat from you will be a carbon, but that Ramir doesn't hold of Machlava Tashmehan, and therefore, in the case of the Braisa, is going to be Mutter, even though it sounds the same, it's not, it's Lo Imra and not Li'imra. Now the Gemara moves on with the next Mishnah. Continuing on the theme of about being Matfis in a carbon. So if someone says that I want it to be a carbon sacrifice, which is a general term, or specific terms like anayla, which is a sacrifice that's totally burnt on the Mizbeach, or mincha, which is a flower offering, or chatas, which is a sin offering, or taida, which is a thanks offering, or shlamim, which is a completion offering, which is something that can be brought in many different contexts, but it's one that's eaten by people too. So if he says all these different terms that it should be, let's say we'll pick the word carbon, sha'ani oichalacha, that what I eat of you should be a carbon, so that's going to be aser, even if he didn't use the word ki carbon or ki oil, he didn't use the kuf hadimyon. That's obviously the opinion of Reb Meir, not like the next opinion, which is Rabbi Yehuda Matar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be permitted because he didn't use the kuf. Now, the Ram points out the reason why we had to say this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda when we already said his halacha in the previous Mishnah is because we would have thought to say that these elements of carbon, oila, mincha, all these different karbanas, since their names signify prohibition, because obviously a carbon oila you can't utilize, so we would think it should be like one of the categories we said that Rabbi Yehuda does agree in the previous Mishnah, like pigel and nicer, where you don't need the kuf. So that's the chiddush, and like we explained over there by the case of Imra, that there is a differentiation between them, and therefore you do need a kuf according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's going to be permitted, not like Rameh, who says that they're going to be us. Now moving along, the Mishnah says, if someone says ha carbon, the carbon, kick carbon, like a carbon, just saying carbon, she'oichalecha, that which I will eat of you, so that's going to be aser. And the reason being is because in all the different ways that you say it, ultimately you're saying that what I eat of you should be like a carbon, or should be a carbon, or should be the carbon. Either way, you're saying that you're being matfisit in the carbon and saying that it should be forbidden like a carbon. That's a classic nether. Now, the Ram points out that specifically when he says she'oichel, but if he says carbon shaloi oichalcha, then it's going to be permitted. As we learn on Daf Tezvavim Abayz, where the Gemara tells us that if someone says carbon loy oichalcha, that it's going to be permitted. And actually, that's going like Reb Meir. And the reason being is because when you say without a lamed, like these cases are ha-carbon, ki-carbon, carbon, so since you're saying without a lamed and you can't say Reb Abba's interpretation, which is the next halacha that the Mishnah is going to quote, when you say with a lamed, which then it could mean second half of the sentence explain the first half, so it just sounds like you're swearing by the life of the carbon that I'm not going to eat, which that's what it would mean. A carbon, I swear by a carbon that I'm not going to eat from you. Now that has no halachic relevance to swear by the life of a carbon, and therefore that would be something which would be permitted. But our case in the Mishnah is talking about when he says carbon sha'oichalcha, which is essentially saying, I want what I'm going to eat from you to be considered like a carbon, which is forbidden. But la carbon, and if he says that la carbon lo'oichalcha, then Rameya says it's going to be forbidden. Now, as we quoted this many times, the Gemara will explain this also, that the reason of this halacha is because what the person is essentially saying is, la carbon, I want your food to be like a carbon. Therefore, it's a therefore I can't eat from you. Now, Abraham points out the same thing actually would apply. Even if the person said, la carbon sha'oichalcha, not only la carbon sha'loichalcha would be asr, but even la carbon sha'oichalcha, la carbon, that which I will eat of you, is also going to be forbidden. Because that also sounds like that what I'm going to eat from you should be like a carbon. Now, so the Ran points out, so why wasn't it put together with the cases of the Reisha? When the previous halacha said, ha carbon, ki carbon, carbon are going to be us, so why didn't it say also la carbon? Because when you say, when you conclude sha'oichalcha, it's not only forbidden in those, it's even la carbon, because la carbon is not only us, so when you say loy echelecha, it's even if you don't say loy. So on that, the Ran says, is because those three of ha-carbon, ka-carbon, and carbon are specifically, as we just explained in the Ran, only when you conclude she-echelecha that they're going to be us. But when you say loy echel, it's going to be permitted, as we say, because that's essentially like swearing by the life of the carbon that has no halachic relevance, that's going to be permitted. Now, however, in contrast, la carbon is even us, even if you say loy echelecha. And that's why we didn't put it together to confuse them, because la carbon is very much different. It's going to be even us, or when you say lo yachalcha, as the Gemara will explain from Ababa, and that's why when you were saying the case of sha'oichalcha, which are usr, of ha carbon, carbon, and carbon, we didn't put la carbon with that. But essentially, the halach of la carbon of lo yachalcha would also be usr, even if you don't use loy, even if you say la carbon, oichalcha. Now, the Gemara says, Ketani, we learn in the Mishnah, and the Gersa just changes the word carbon to the end, just because that's how it's brought in our Mishnah. Someone says, ha carbon, the carbon, ke carbon, like a carbon, or carbon, sha'oichalcha, that which I will eat of you. So then that's aser. As we explained, because essentially you're saying that that person's food should be like a carbon. Now, stama tana kareb meir. So obviously the stam tana of our Mishnah, the one that doesn't say his name, we have a Tanna that says his name, Rabbi Yehuda Matir is mentioned there, his name. So the one that's anonymous here is obviously Kareb Meir. Delay shani li bin imra le'imra, who doesn't differentiate between imra, le'imra, ki imra. In other words, he says that Yerushalayim will be just as forbidden as if you said ki Yerushalayim. And that's why when you say just carbon, it's like when you said ki carbon, not like a Yehuda who requires the kof adimyon. Now, the Ran just points out that the Gemara's next discussion would actually be just as appropriate, even if we didn't say who the Tana of the Mishnah is, it would still be a challenge. From the brises that we're going to quote on our Mishnah, is just going and saying, just saying the emes, the truth about obviously who the Tana of the Mishnah is. And on that, the Gemara asks, so if it's really true, the Ira Meya Hadik Tani, that if it's remained this that taught in the Mishnah, HaKarbin Sha'oichalcha Aser, that if he says that the carbon of that which it's easier when you say the second half of the sentence first, that which I will eat of you should be the carbon, so then it's Aser. But that the Gemara is about time to learn the brises as follows. Maidim chacham Rabbi Yehuda. Those who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, which is obviously like we see in our Mishnah, which we explained that just means Ramehu who argues on him. So, although, as we find in our Mishnah and in the previous Mishnah, that they argue on Rabbi Yehuda who requires a kufa dimyan. And as Ramehu says, you don't have to say, you could say ha carbon, carbon, you don't have to say k-carbon, but they do agree regarding the following case that is going to be mutter. But I mean, if someone says ha carbon, the carbon, the ayla, the mincha, and this mincha, the chatas, and this chatas, sha'oichalcha, that which I will eat of you, shumata, that it is permitted. And the reason why they would agree is, although you don't need ki carbon, but when you say ha carbon, Because essentially what the person is doing is when he says, ha carbon sha'eichelcha, sounds like he's saying that ha carbon, by the life of this carbon, that I will eat from you. Now that has no halachic significance by saying the swearing by the life of the carbon I'm going to eat from you, but there's no neder whatsoever. So we see that although it says ha carbon sha'eichelcha, it says that they agree that it's mutter, but yet that same case is in our Mishnah by the same Remeh that says hakarbin sha'eichelcha, that it's aser. So the Gemara says that no, loikasha. Ha, the Brisa that says that it's going to be mutter, they agree that it's not a neder, is the amar ha carbon. Is when you say in two different words, then you're saying ha carbon means to say that behold this carbon, I'm swearing by its life, and therefore I'm going to eat from you. Well, that has no halachic significance, swearing by the life of a carbon. But vaha, our Mishnah was the amar ha carbon, where he said in one word, and therefore what he's trying to say is that sha'eichelcha, that which I will eat of you, should be the carbon, will be like a carbon, and that's what's going to be awesome. Now the Gemara just clarifies, as we said before, my time, what's the reason of the Braisa that says there's going to be mutter? It's because chayei carbon karma. Essentially you're saying I'm swearing by the life of the carbon. That's not relevant. That's only because it's two different words. Now the Gemara clarifies, Ketanya, we learned in our Mishnah, and we mentioned this halacha many times already, la carbon, if someone says la carbon, specifically with the lamed la carbon, loy oichalcha, that which I will not eat of you, so Remeh says forbidden. Now the question is, but v'halesle Remeh machlal v'atashamehen, how could this be forbidden? La carbon, what are you saying? You're saying, let's say you're saying that which I will not eat from you should be a carbon. So fine, that for sure is not a problem. So the inference is that what I will eat from you will not be a carbon. Okay, so let's say you won't say that. You'll say la carbon, since you're saying with a pasach, la carbon also could mean loy carbon. So that which I will not eat from you will not be a carbon. Oh, so inferentially is that what I will eat of you should be like a carbon, which is atfasa, but davah another, that's creating an iser. But Remeir doesn't hold of mechla lavatashaman, it doesn't hold of inferentially creating a nether. So how does this make sense? The Remeir is the one that's saying that this case will be forbidden. So Amar Baba, Bamba says, Nasa ka'imer le carbon yehe. The way the interpretation is, since we go with the Nedarm stringently, Remeir holds there is a way to interpret this sentence to create an Isra of a nether. How so? Because it's really one idea that's being explained in the second half of the sentence. The person saying, le carbon, I want this to be, your food to be like a carbon to me. And it's lefikar, and therefore la'ichlecha, that's why I can't eat from you, and that's where Remeir holds, it's going to create an iser of a neder. Now the Gemara concludes this parak with the following Mishnah, which concludes this idea of kinuyim, of creating an iser of a neder, through using a phrase which means carbon, but not an original word, but either in a made-up word or from another language. So, but specifically it says, if someone tells to his friend, kainim, which that's the kinuy for the carbon, if someone says, kainim, basically like saying carbon, meaning davar hanader, hatfas, and something that's forbidden, of pima dabri imach, of my mouth speaking with you. Basically saying, aneder, I'm not going to speak with you. Or yodai oisi imach, or my hand to do things for you. Or ragla malach zimach, or my feet to walk with you. So then, aser, so then that actually creates an isra on the other person. It is a valid neder, as Gemara will explain. So by way of explanation, the Gemara asks a question. So you're telling me that words, or that actions, or movement could be created as a neder to create a cheftza of isra, an object of prohibition on that other person. Nothing must be remembered. Learn the Braisa as follows. It says, chaymer b'shvuz mebidadam. There are certain stringencies in halachas of oaths that there are over vows, and uben nedarim b'shvuz, and there are certain stringencies that apply to the halach of nedarim versus shvuz. How so? Chaymer b'nedarim, the stringencies of a neder, ishanedarim chalan ala mitzvah kibrishos. A neder could take effect on something which is a mitzvah, just like something that is within the realm of permission of non-mitzvah entity, as the Gemara Daf Tazayin Mabez will prove from Pesukim. Which does not apply to oath, cannot take effect. If you already have this mitzvah, the shvu cannot be chal on that mitzvah. Now, v'chayme b'shvuas, there's a stringency on oaths. Sh'shvuas chalas al davash yesh b'mamash, v'shem b'mamash. A shvu could take effect on whether something that has substance, that has matter, or even on something that has no matter. The reason being is because a shvu, as we explained at the beginning of the Masechta, is a prohibition in the person. that saying that he's not going to do something. Now, he has substance, the person, and since the iser is in him of what he will not do, it could take effect regarding something that it has no matter because it's not in the object. It's in the subject. It's in the person. Which does not apply to a neder because a neder is not in the person. The neder takes effect in that object, creating an iser in the object. So if there's no substance to the thing, you can't create an iser in something that doesn't exist. So the question is, speech is not a davar mamashi. Action, movement, you cannot create an iser. There's no object to establish the iser in. So how could we say that a neder applies of pima dabri mach, yodi yosimach, raglam alachzimach? So Amar Yehuda explains, no, it's talking about ba'aymu when a person says, ye'asr pili dibui. I want my mouth, which is a davar mamash, to be forbidden regarding its speech to that person. Or yadi lamaseim, or my hands for their actions. Or ragli luchan, or my feet for their movement. Now, the Ram points out, it's actually not that the person said this. It's when the Gemara says, bi'aymer, that it's someone that he said, it's like he said. Because when the person says, as the Mishnah says, kainim pi medaber, I want my mouth that speaks to be forbidden as a hatfas and a carbon to that person, there's two interpretations you could say with that. You could say that the kainim is going on the speech, or you could say it's going on the mouth, because both of those words were said in that sentence. Now, therefore, as we've mentioned in the past, since generally the stam nether, we go stringently in its interpretation to say that it's going to be a nether, so we say it's going on the mouth, and the mouth is something that has mamashi. And the Ran says, actually, this is something that applies throughout Shas. Many times we find that the Gemara says, be'aymer, it's talking about that this is what he said. Doesn't mean that he said that, it's like he said that, because based on the way we're going to interpret that. Now, moreover, the Ran says, actually, the Gemara didn't have to give this answer. It could have said that the kainim would go actually on the speech, and still it's going to be prohibited rabbinically, because nedarim are, they do take effect rabbinically, even on something that doesn't have mamashis, as the Gemara says later on, the Aftesim of Amad Aleph. It's just the Gemara saying the truth, that actually there could be a biblical application of this case, which is the case actually of the Mishnah, when you do say Pima Dabri Mach. As the Gemara concludes, Dekanami Diktani, actually a precise reading of our Mishnah indicates this, because it says, Pi medabri mach, my mouth that speaks to you. V'leketani sha'ani medabri mach. It doesn't say kainim of which I will speak to you, which not mentioning the mouth. It mentions the mouth. And that's like the Ran explained, because now we say that it could take effect on the mouth, and that's why it is a biblical neder prohibiting the other person. Hadun loch kol kinuyeh, we shall return to you the first parak Maseches Nedarim, parak kol kinuyeh, and with that we begin the second parak Maseches Nedarim, parak ve'elu mutarim. Now the Ran says, and since in the first parak we learned about the certain types in the nedarim that create prohibitions, so the second parak opens up with these that are permitted that they do not create a nether. So the Mishnah says that these phrases of nether do not create a nether, and they will be permitted. It's not creating prohibition. What are these examples? That which I will eat for you shall be unconsecrated. Which the Gemara will explain what's the necessity of saying that, of course, you're not creating any nether. You're saying that this will be permitted, which is what chulin is. However, now the Mishnah keeps on building more chedushim and things that are prohibitions, but they're still not going to be included in the category of creating hatfasa in a neder. So let's say someone says an isser of achila, things that are forbidden to be eaten. For example, kibasa chazer. I want this to be like meat of chazer, of swine. Moreover, let's say he says something that's even forbidden in hanah, not just of consumption, but you can't even have pleasure from it. And he says, I want this to be kavodes kechavim, like idols. Now, then it says even a bigger chiddush, that I want it to be something that's forbidden in pleasure, and moreover, it doesn't even apply to the halachas of bittul, which although something you could have something forbidden in pleasure, but there's a way of nullifying that iser hanah, there are certain things that you can't even be mevatel. He says, I want this to be ka'iris levuvin, where these were sacrifices that they served for their idols, where they would pierce the hide of the animal opposite where its heart is, and they would rip out the heart when the animal was still alive, which is Iris Levuvin, by the hide of the hearts. They would rip it out. Now that's actually more stringent than idols themselves, because although idols have batal, it could be nullified, the sacrifices for idol worship cannot be nullified. Then it says, certain things which are forbidden in consumption, only that, but they also have tumah. And let's say he says, I want this to be kinevelis or trephis, like an animal with a mortal defect, or with an animal that wasn't properly slaughtered. So they have tumah. And moreover, then there are certain tumas which are so stringent that they could even transmit tumah even the size of a lentil, kishkatsim or ramasim, like the vermin that these certain types of bugs that transmit tumah even with such a small amount. Or he says, I want it to be kechalas aron or trumasa, like the challah, which is a certain part of when someone bakes a certain amount, you have to take off challah, give it to the kohen, or like truma from the grain, you have to give it to the kohen. Now, this is also a bigger chiddush in the hierarchy, because although the iser of challah and truma take effect only through the person's words, it's still not called davar hanadur, as the Ran explained previously, because this that challah or truma is forbidden to the non-kohen but permitted to the kohanim is not because of the person's neder. And the reason being is because when the person specified this should be chal, this should be truma, he didn't specify that it should be forbidden to some and permitted to others. Based on his neder, it would be forbidden to everybody. Rather, this that's forbidden to the non-kehanim is only because of the issur that the Torah applied to it. And that's actually the reasoning of all these different halachas, and that the reason why they will not create a hatfasa for this other thing that you want to say it should be like this basal chazor, or like the idols, or shkatsim or masim, is because, as the Gemara will explain, hatfasa, transference of prohibitory status from one thing to another, only applies b'davah hanader, something that itself became forbidden because of another, and not b'davah ha'asa, which are what these things are. And they're essentially forbidden not because of your neder making it, but rather because the Torah says they're asa. And therefore the Mishnah concludes, mutter, such types of hatfasas to make a neder are not nedarim, they're going to be permitted. Now, the chiddush of this halacha is that even if the one who made this, so to speak, neder, it's not a valid neder, was an ama or it's an ignoramus, you still do not need what's called a pesach, an opening, to find a way out for him that it shouldn't be a neder. Rather, it's automatically permitted, as we said, it has no halachic standing. Now, that's why the Ran says, although the Mishnah opened up with the words ve'elu mutarin, and these are permitted cases, but then it concludes that they are mutar. Why the redundancy? It already said that ve'elu mutarin. So he says the reason is because the Mishnah is going to shortly quote that a different case. If someone tells his wife that you should be to me like my mother, which just like my mother's forbidden to me, so should you be, and that there actually the Mishnah says that you do need to find an opening for an ignoramus, as the Gemara will explain the reason for that. And although it's not really a nether either. And therefore, the Ran says, had the Mishnah not repeated that these are cases that are permitted regarding the first cases of the Mishnah, so then we wouldn't have known when the Mishnah opens up saying ve'ilum turn, these are permitted, to know which ones are ones that you don't need to open up with a Pesach. Is it on all of them or is it only on some of them? Therefore, I had to conclude after all of them saying mutter, they're permitted, you don't even need to find a Pesach. They're not in the Dharma whatsoever. However, ha'im ala'ishta, if someone tells his wife, hare'at alai ki'ima, you're to me like my mother. Now, the Ran says the reason why the Mishnah says like you're like my mother, although actually this halacha of being matfis in things that are forbidden would be even by other things that are forbidden in pleasure too, in any pleasure, in any anoa, like idols or arlo or klayakarim. And actually the brisa that the Gemara brings actually says these other types of cases are yet like kabasar ima, you're to me like my mother's flesh, like my sister's flesh, like arlo, klayakarim. But the Ran says the reason why the Mishnah picked the case of mother is because it's one case that teaches us two chedushim. First of all, is that even though the atfasa, the transference to say you're like this thing, is only something that's a dav ha'asa, a mother is not forbidden because you made a neder, a mother, the Torah says, is forbidden to a person, still regarding an ama aretz, ignoramus, rabbinically will still require, as the Mishnah is going to say, a pesach, you need to find an opening for him, which is halacha when you make a really valid neder, and you go to the chacham, you say, oh, you know, I took this neder and I can't live with it anymore. So he starts finding openings for you and saying, wait a second, if you would have known that this would happen, would you have taken the neder? And you say, no, then he could nullify the neder. So in that, the chiddush is that although really there's no neder here because it's b'davar asa, not b'davar nader, so first of all, the chiddush is that you do need to find the Pesach. But moreover, the chiddush tells us is that Pesach loy Pesach mimakam ach, and that's why we picked the case of mother, you need to find an opening for him from a different place, not from his mother's dignity. In other words, you can't tell the person, this Ama Aretz, oh, if you would have known how disgraceful it would have been to your mother to say, you want your wife to be like your mother, which is forbidden, would you have made such a neder? On that, there's halacha that you can't open up with your mother's honor. And on that is what we're saying, that the chiddush of this, what the Mishnah is coming to say, is that although we know there's a generic halacha, that you can't open up with the honor of a person's father or mother, we would have thought that only applies to biblical nedarim. But here, where it's only a rabbinic neder, so to speak, it's not really a neder, it's just because we're concerned about, as the Mishnah will conclude, about the laxity that the Am Haaretz would have towards Nedarim. So rabbinically, although it's not really a neder, we require a Pesach, an opening, so he should think that it was like a neder. But since it's only rabbinic, we would have thought that you could open up and say, wait, if you knew what your mother would have felt like this, would you have done this? And he says, no, I would never have done it. Then you would be able to find the Pesach of that. So that's what how the Rashba explains. And that's why the Mishnah says this case of the mother to say that the Pesach is still required from another place, even though it's only, so to speak, a rabbinic neder, and you can't find an opening from the mother itself. Now, why is this case different than the first cases of the Mishnah? There, it's just like the cases of Basachazar, Abba Tzikram, that it's just a davar aser. The reason being is Shalo Yekel Roish Lakach. He shouldn't have a laxity, certain lightheadedness towards Nidarim. Now, and that's what the Ram points out, that specifically this case when someone makes a vow from his wife and his hatfasa is bedavah ha'asa, meaning like his mother. That's why the Mishnah says you need to find an opening. Because it's very normal, especially if I'm a oretz, to make his wife forbidden because he gets upset at her. He says, you know what? You're forbidden to me like my mother. Now, if we would allow him without an opening, because it was only hatfasa bedavah ha'asa, you didn't make a valid neder, he, being an Am Haaretz, might come to permit it even if he makes hatfasa bedavah ha'anoda, which would be a valid neder, and that would be a violation of nedarim. But regarding other nedarim, like the Mishnah opened up with, since they're not so common that a person should say a piece of meat should be like a piece of chazer, so therefore the rabbis did not make a gzeir over there, and therefore you do not need a she'el, you do not need to find an opening by a chacham. And that's the cases that we open up with in the Mishnah, as the Gemara will elaborate and explain the division of this case of Oimele Ishtai, Hareilai Ke'ima, which you do need to find a Pesach because of he's going to do this all the time and he might not be able to differentiate between Davar Ha'aser when he was Matfis, and Dav, which is like his mother, and Davar Nader, in contrast to the first cases where it's not so common, and therefore since only Matfis but Davar Ha'aser, you don't even have to find a Pesach, and that's why the redundancy of the Eilim Atarin to end off Harizim Mutter, you don't even need to have a Pesach for those cases.